From the KRCU Public Radio Newsroom, I'm Ella Tinsley, featuring a special section coverage from the student news organization at SEMO, The Arrow, regarding a decline in international students at SEMO. International students make up a significant portion of the campus's community, and with that community, they bring a plethora of experiences and culture to campus that would be missing without them. Kevin Timlin, director of the Office of International Education and Services, commonly known as IES, contributes to the conversation.
Everybody who's a member of our educational community has the ability to inform and the ability to learn from everybody else in the educational community. So with that in mind, more diversity, more experiences, different backgrounds bring more awareness and understanding to the educational community.
However, limitations and difficulties in obtaining visas through the lengthy process has caused much frustration in the student body. According to previous reporting from the Southeast Arrow, in April of 2025, 24 SEMO International students were terminated from the SEVIS system. While they were all eventually reinstated, the event was described as chaotic for those who were involved.
They found a number of students that had some kind of a legal issue, and behind the scenes in the State Department, they revoked the visa, but the Department of Homeland Security also terminated SEVIS status. And that, as far as I'm concerned, was unique. It used to be the DSOs, because we're the ones monitoring what the students are doing. We're the ones who are on the ground that can see exactly what they're doing. So it was, by and large, our call. If we terminate the status, that was a really new thing where DHS did those terminations. It was short lived. It was chaotic. It was traumatic for the students. But those students all had their SEVIS status reinstated, and that hasn't happened again.
International students also contribute heavily to the financial aspects of the university. According to SEMO's Student Financial Services, domestic students pay $22,269 for tuition fees on average, an estimated amount for books and supplies, a room rate, and a meal plan for the 2025-2026 academic school year. This cost has risen for international students who pay $32,092.14.
So we do have a different domestic tuition rate, but again, we do have automatic merit-based scholarships for international students, so that if you're qualified, it's going to bring that cost down. Other than that, they pay the same dorm fees, they pay the same, I think the challenge financially is that they don't have the ability to work off campus mm-hmm. in the way that a domestic student would.
For students who are here on campus, the university does offer a number of resources specifically for them to adjust to living on campus and in the U.S.
Well, the exact same as a domestic student. Again, there's no differentiated. They're SEMO students. They have access to all the academic support services. There really isn't anything different in terms of academic. I did mention our International Student Services Office. They do a number of kind of advising, cultural types of things to help students.
These resources include International Village as a hub for learning, campus engagement, and cultural exchange, the Intensive English Program for English learning and practicing of key skills, the International Students Liaison Group, which offers guidance on a number of topics, and more. For stories like this and other news, visit krcu.org.